From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Chinese President Hu Jintao is in Washington for a state visit. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on the agenda.
Vice President Biden was at Andrews Air Force Base to greet Chinese President Hu. A military band played the national anthems of both countries. Although Hu has visited the U.S. before and met several times with President Obama at international summits, this is his first state visit to Washington. That shows the growing significance of China in world affairs. There are several areas where the two countries disagree. Human rights, weapons sales, trade, and currency regulation will all likely come up during this two-day visit. On Wednesday, there will be a news conference and a formal state dinner, Mr. Obama's third since taking office. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Former Haitian President Jean-Claude Duvalier was reportedly questioned today by authorities there, though he was not charged or arrested, according to reports. Former Haitian dictator known as Baby Doc was questioned for several hours in connection with allegations from his time as Haiti's president prior to his leaving the country in 1986. Former Duvalier's lawyer says at this point they are only allegations. Court has taken Duvalier's passport, but he was allowed to leave. Still not clear as what prompted the former Haitian leader to return to the country. Forced out of Haiti after a mass uprising, Duvalier has been living in exile in France. An expected vote in the Republican-controlled House to repeal the Obama administration's new health care law is anticipated tomorrow. Delayed in the wake of the Arizona shootings, the vote will almost certainly be blocked in the Senate, where Democrats still hold a majority. President Obama has said he will veto the measure if it gets to the White House. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says without the new health care law, insurers will be free to raise rates and impose caps and limits on coverage.
As many as 129 million Americans, almost half of our population, age 64 and younger, could be discriminated against based on their pre-existing health conditions.
Meanwhile, six more states announced today they will join Florida in filing a suit against the law. Another winter storm is bearing down on the Northeast. NPR's Tobia Smith reports residents who are still digging out from last week's blizzard are getting ready for a redo.
Cities such as Boston are running out of places to put it. The snow heaps are already taller than most school kids who've been delighted by the days off, but it's treacherous going on the roads. And Peter Judge of the state's Emergency Management Agency says it's getting worse as snow turns to sleet and rain for commuters and for power lines.
From the previous storms that we've had, we've lost a number of trees. So hopefully the Darwinian theory is such that only the strong trees survive. So therefore, maybe we won't have an issue. But if it's more than the half inch, then we're going to tend to see more outages.
With storm drains blocked from last week's dump, flooding is also a concern. And officials say more snow is forecast for Friday. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Mixed earnings news out today apparently failed to weigh on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 50 points. The Nasdaq added 10 points today. This is NPR. Shares of computer maker Apple took a dip on the first trading day following the news that CEO Steve Jobs will take another leave of absence from the company. However, most analysts also said they expect Apple to be in competent hands with Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook taking over the day-to-day running of the technology company. Jobs in the past decade has survived a rare but incurable form of pancreatic cancer and also undergone a liver transplant. Apple has provided few details about Jobs' current condition, saying only he will take a leave of absence from the company. To employees made public yesterday, Jobs did not say how long he planned to be away. Republican Tom Corbett has been sworn into office as Pennsylvania's 46th governor. Scott Detrow of member station WITF has more from Harrisburg.
Corbett took the oath of office a few minutes after noon. He kept the ceremony outdoors despite the rain and snow that fell all morning. The Republican made his name by prosecuting state lawmakers on corruption charges. He promised to keep pushing for changes as governor.
We will move forward with government and legislative reform because without it, there is no good government.
At times, Corbett was drowned out by demonstrators protesting natural gas drilling. He received millions of dollars from drilling companies during the gubernatorial campaign and opposes a tax on gas extraction. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Federal Communications Commission has given its blessing to the marriage of cable giant Comcast and NBC Universal. Four of the commission's five members signing off on a deal which will allow Comcast to buy a 51% stake in NBC from GE for $13.8 billion in cash and assets. The Justice Department has also given its okay. Based in Philadelphia, Comcast has 23 million cable subscribers. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.